Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A powerful suicide blast in a hospital complex in the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta Monday killed more than 60 people and wounded at least 160 others, according to witnesses and police. Hospital officials say that more than two dozen of those wounded are in critical condition and fear the death toll could rise. Most of the victims are lawyers. The blast occurred shortly after dozens of lawyers had gathered in Quetta's civil hospital to protest and mourn the killing of a provincial bar association's president and an early morning drive-by shooting by unknown gunmen. A splinter faction of the extremist Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for both the killing of the Bar Association president and the subsequent deadly bombing. Unknown armed men have kidnapped two foreigners thought to be a U.S. citizen and an Australian in the Afghan capital of Kabul. The two are believed to be employees of the American University of Afghanistan. A local police official in the area who requested anonymity told VOA's Afghan service that men disguised in National Security Forces uniforms kidnapped the foreigner Sunday night. The U.S. State Department said in a statement that it's aware of reports of a U.S. citizen kidnapped in Kabul, but did not provide any more information. The fight for Syria's northern city of Aleppo has intensified, with opposition groups pledging to pour in more fighters and fully capture the strategic area. Meanwhile, pro-government forces have responded to rebel gains with more airstrikes. The push comes after rebels broke a three-week government siege of Aleppo. The United Nations, meanwhile, estimates that 250,000 people are trapped in Aleppo. This is VOA News.